Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Glennon Doyle, author of Untamed and host of the podcast We Can Do Hard Things. On We Can Do Hard Things, my wife Abby, my sister Amanda, and I talk honestly about the hard parts of life. Join us and guests like Michelle Obama, Tracy Ellis Ross, and Brené Brown as we have refreshingly honest conversations. New episodes are out every Tuesday and Thursday, so listen to and follow We Can Do Hard Things, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
The nephew is here with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Nev?
Let me ask you, are we allowed to tell people their kids are too fat? Are we allowed? Is that, can you say that? Okay, I'm sorry.
I mean, you can say things. Yeah. It's just going to be consequences.
Yeah.
And repercussions. For it, but you can say it. You okay. Can say it and see what happens.
Well, let's go and get it on there. Your son is too fat. Your son is too fat.
It is.
What?
I told you about that. You play
too
much.
The boy too fat, Shirley. That's all it is to it. Let's go, cat dog. Wow. Your son is too fat.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Kathy, please.
This is her.
Hi, Kathy. This is Kirby. I'm actually the owner at the daycare, Mines Daycare, where your son comes.
Okay.
All right. I'm sure you're familiar with my wife, Benita.
Yes, sir.
All right. How you doing today?
I'm good.
Oh, how's our little Devon? How's he doing?
He's good. He's laying down taking a nap.
Okay. You guys been coming here, I guess, about a year now, right?
Yeah, since he was one.
Okay. Listen, I wanted to give you a call. I'm looking at some information. How is Devon doing at home? Is he eating properly at home?
When you say eating, what do you mean?
I mean, is he getting meals every time he's supposed to get them while he's at home?
Yeah. He's doing pretty good.
Okay, now, there's no situation where you guys may be a shortage of food or anything like that, are you?
Wait a minute. Shortage of food? No, sir. My husband works real good. We don't have a problem with a shortage of food. Is there a problem with him?
Well, you know, we're looking at the records, and Lil Devon is two.
Yes, sir.
Have you looked at the comparison of two-year-olds? The majority of two-year-olds in comparison to, I guess I should say size, in comparison to Devon's size?
You mean like in body weight, body size? Yeah, I mean, he's a little tall, you know. He wasn't a small child when he was born. He was 10 pounds, but no, he's on the scale of right where he should be. He's just a little, you know, taller because his daddy is tall, but he's doing
okay. So you don't think he's anywhere in the ballpark of obesity?
At two, you mean fat?
I mean, I didn't want to be blunt, but Miss Kathy, you're. I mean, your son's.
Let me just say, on a Sunday, I'm relaxing, and we talking about. You think my son is a little overweight or what? He's what's the problem?
I think he's fat. You know, and the problem I'm having here is
fat.
I'm noticing the records of everything as
well. Wait. We need to back up to you think he's fat. I've never spoken to you. Mr. Kirby, is that what you said?
My name is Kirby.
Okay, so every morning that I drop him off for a year and I give my daycare money, Miss Benita has never said anything about his eating habits. So you're telling me that you think my son is fat? Do you deal with him on a daily basis?
I don't deal with him on a daily basis. What I'm looking at is records that are showing me that he's eating way more than the rest of anybody at the daycare. And not only that, he's drinking probably a gallon of milk a day.
A gallon of milk? Y'all only get snacks two times a day, and he's there only for breakfast and lunch. And how in the hell is he drinking a gallon of milk? And if he is drinking a gallon of milk, do you need me drinking a gallon?
I'm blown away by this, ma'am, but all I know is this.
No, I'm blown away by this because you calling me on a Sunday calling my damn child fat. That's the problem. And your wife has never said a damn thing. Never has she said one thing to me in a year when she collected my damn daycare money. She ain't said my son is eating y'all at a house and home.
Okay, well, you know, my wife's a different person, and she tries to be cordial with everyone.
Well, she's the one who deals with me, Mr. Kirby. I've never met you. Never met you. Especially on a Sunday.
Well, the reason why I'm calling you on a Sunday, ma'am, is that I know tomorrow you're going to be trying to drop your son off.
I am going to drop him off.
No. That's kind of the reason why I'm calling you. Now, here's what we can do. There's two alternatives here. Either you can keep him at home.
No, I'm not keeping him at home. My husband works, and I work. I'm dropping my damn son off at 6:30 like I do every morning.
Okay, ma'am, listen. If we can't get him at
you
the regular
might
want to
get Ms. Benita on this phone, because obviously you ain't the one that need to be talking to me. Because if you're not there every day, and I deal with your wife.
Ma'am, I'm telling you that your son is too big to be.
His family is coming every morning if that's the case. And if he's eating at a house and home, I'll send him some extra. But what I pay my money for is what you're going to feed him for. Two full meals and two snacks. And if he needs extra, I'll put some in his bag.
But he's drinking a gallon of milk a day.
I don't care. There's no way possible that he can drink a gallon of milk a day.
Okay, here's the deal. I don't want you to have to stop bringing your son in.
Here's
my second alternative. I will put him on a diet, okay? I'll give him an apple in the day.
You ain't no damn doctor. Are you from the health food program?
Ma'am, I will give him an apple and a glass of water in the morning, and I'll give him an apple and a glass of water in the evening, and then you guys can feed him when he gets home.
You must be certified in the food program, especially if you sitting up here telling me my damn son is going on a diet, and he's not drinking no water and no apple. He needs a full snack. If the other kids is having an apple and water, then that's what you better be serving him. But if that ain't the case, then hell no, he better get the full snack. So if that's graham crackers and apple juice, well, damn it, that's what my son better be getting. And if he wants extra, he better get it.
Man, listen, all I'm trying to tell you is your son drank too much. He drinks too much milk on a daily basis.
Whoa. You need to back the up. I know you did not cuss at me.
I did not cuss at you. No. I caught myself.
You
I'm trying to cuss at me.
Let me tell you one thing. You ain't got to worry about it. We don't have nothing else to talk about. My husband, me, your wife, and everybody that works at that damn daycare better be there in the morning because at 6:30, we going to be there. And my son, he's coming all week, and he going to eat all week. If he wants 2 gallons of milk, he gonna drink it. If he wants 2 plates of food, he gonna get it. Because I tell you what, we pay damn good money to come to that daycare. So,
let me explain something. If you gonna bring your child up there, then I'm gonna have to put him on some Slim Fast. Now, I will put your child on Slim Fast. I was trying not to go to this perspective, but I will.
Give him some Slim Fast, and you gonna get a Slim Fast whooping. I'm gonna whoop your and whoever gave it to him. Whoever gave it to him, they gonna get a Slim Fast whooping. All them little kids better have some Slim Fast. If he getting some, he better eat whatever they eating. If they eating steak, well, damn it, he better have some, too.
If we had steak, he'd probably eat the whole damn cow.
Well,
he
I don't care. I pay for it, but he better not get no Slim Fast. I will shut it the down about my child.
Okay, I got something else you need to know about your son.
What the else do I need to know besides you think my son is overweight? What the else can you tell me today?
I need to tell you this. I need to tell you that this is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your girlfriend Lucretia got me to prank phone call you.
What the did you just say? What the did you just say?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your girlfriend Lucretia got me to prank phone call you.
I'm going to beat that to death. She knows I don't play about my damn son at all. That's my only son. I don't play about him. Is she there?
Can she hear me? Baby.
It's on after this. It's on.
It's on?
It is on.
Hey, I got one more thing I got to ask you, baby. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show. It's on. I'm whooping It's on. I hope you can hear me. Wherever you at laughing, it's on.
We ain't got enough food at these daycares to feed out. Your son eating way too much. He eating way more than the rest of these kids.
Wow. Keep on here.
mess with people's kids.
Y'all got to feed this baby at home. It's too much. He just come in here. Ooh, he doing too much. He eating a lot.
Crazy.
You're wrong for that.
He eating a lot. I will be in Montgomery, Alabama. That would be March the 30th, Saturday night at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center. Tickets on sale right now to see Celebrity the Comedian, J.J. Williamson, and Earthquake Shaking It Up, hosted by yours truly, Nephew Tommy. Tickets on sale right now.
All right, Nephew, thank you.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Glennon Doyle, author of Untamed and host of the podcast We Can Do Hard Things. On We Can Do Hard Things, my wife Abby, my sister Amanda, and I talk honestly about the hard parts of life. Join us and guests like Michelle Obama, Tracy Ellis Ross, and Brené Brown as we have refreshingly honest conversations. New episodes are out every Tuesday and Thursday, so listen to and follow We Can Do Hard Things, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.